Donegal County Council now have for the first time submitted an application to the department for fund for the a new bridge to be erected over that river, and that would reopen that route that has been closed for 5 years. It's now clearly in the department's hand, and it's something that I'll be bringing up with the Minister of the department this week when the all resumes. The application has only gone from the County Council to the department in the last number of days, so we're not expecting anything today or tomorrow on it, but the key thing here is actually putting down a marker with the Minister and with the department that this is something that we want to be pursued. We hear a lot of talk about government, about shovel-ready projects and projects ready to go. This project is ready to go. They just need the sanction from the department. They need to allocate the funding and the bridge can be built.
Initially, it had been thought it would cost one amount of money, but then it became clear that for a number of considerations, including environmental considerations, it was going to be substantially more. That's going to factor in, I'm sure, to the government and the department's decisions as well.
It no doubt will, and we know that money has been very scarce in terms of roads and bridge infrastructure. One of the big problems in the county is that there is no specific bridge fund anymore, and we know that Mullanty Boyle isn't the only bridge in the county that will be seeking money. But this is a bridge. This isn't a new piece of infrastructure that's developed. This is something that was in existence for many years. It was because of diverted traffic is what the claim was at the time, and that there was too much of a load on the bridge, that the bridge collapsed 5 years ago. So this is just about reinstoring something that was always there.